The White House says President Obama is still hopeful that something can be worked out with Congress to avert the $85 billion in military and domestic spending cuts set to take effect today. The president is expected to meet with congressional leaders from both parties at the White House, but no one is really expecting action before the cuts take effect late tonight. Sander Levin is the ranking Democrat on the House Ways and Means Committee, and he's on the line to talk about the cuts. Congressman, how hopeful are you that some sort of last-minute agreement will be reached today?
Not very, but we'll see. Clearly, the sequestration should be avoided. I think there's been an understatement as to the potential impact. I don't think all of it's going to happen immediately, but I was just reading the remarks of the Chief of Staff of the Army, General Odierno, and he said that 80% of the Army's training would be curtailed, 80% because of sequestration, and there would be furlough slips handed out to 250,000 people if we don't act. So this is real in defense and also in terms of domestic programs like education, like child care, etc.
Now, we're looking at $85 billion in cuts nationally, including $140 million in Michigan. Which cuts would take effect immediately and which ones would be felt a little bit later?
For example, unemployment insurance, the likelihood is that by the middle of this month, there would begin to be cuts and 10% cut in unemployment insurance. That's likely in mid-March or sometime this month. In terms of the defense impact, according to the Chief of Staff of the Army, I think we would begin to see it fairly soon in terms of furlough slips and perhaps the actual beginning of furloughs one day a week.
Now, some Republicans are saying that Democrats are overstating how bad these cuts will be and that the sequester is really just taking the budget back to where it was in 2008. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think we ought to listen to the experts. I was reading this morning, and I heard this morning what the Army Chief of Staff said. And I just read this. Training under sequestration will be curtailed for about 80% of the Army's ground force. He said this will eventually have dire effects on readiness. And he went on to say about 250,000 Army civilian employees will be furloughed one day per week. The furloughs would begin in mid-April. So I think we need to be careful. Everything isn't going to happen at once, but some of the impact will begin to be felt in the next few weeks. And then there's the economic uncertainty that will be increased. As CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, predicts that there will be a serious impact on economic growth at a time when we need to stimulate it, not inhibit it.
Now, even though today is the deadline for these cuts to take effect, Congress has until March 27th to pass a budget. So because of that, do you expect the real wheeling and dealing to take place in the next few weeks?
I hope so. But there needs to be more than wheeling and dealing. Look, the Republicans have essentially said this. They will agree to cuts only, and there can be no revenues. We need to get a hold of the budget deficit. We've already had $1.5 trillion reduction in terms of the budget and revenues of about a third of that. So we're going to have a balanced approach with both revenues and increased cuts carefully put together. But the Republicans are essentially saying cuts only. We won't look at any revenues, even closing loopholes. Looking at provisions that affect the 1% of this country that have done quite well on the average, while middle-class families essentially have been treading water economically in most cases. There has to be a balanced approach. I mean, that's the long and short of it. This is a battle between those who say, let's have a balanced approach, and those who essentially say, no, cuts only. I don't think a MEDEX approach is the right approach here, or anything close to it.
And these cuts were never supposed to happen. This is something that could have been prevented. What do you say to the people of Michigan who feel like lawmakers aren't doing their jobs?
I think that's true. I think in order to do our job, we have to have some openness in terms of point of view, and we have to have some willingness to sit down and discuss this. I'm on Ways and Means that has jurisdiction over Social Security, over Medicare, over all tax policy. And we don't have discussions back and forth in a real sense. So I think essentially the public is going to have to weigh in here. They're going to have to essentially say to everybody, be willing to listen to the other person. The president is going to say that, I think, today at the White House, that he has come forth with substantial cuts, with some revenues, and we have to proceed and have some kind of a balance here. He's willing to sit down and find that balance, but it takes two sides to seek balance. And at this point, I think the Republican House majority are essentially pursuing a very unbalanced approach. It's too rigid. It's too saying we won't even talk about any kind of revenues in addition to cuts. That's a path, I think, to further impasse. It has to be broken.
How does all of this end?
I think it ends by parties sitting down with the president, and I think the sooner the later. There's no alternative. It also will end when these cuts take a further course and when the public further sees what's going to happen here with defense, with education programs, the impact on health care, the impact on people who are looking for work and can't find it while they continue to look. I guess we're going to have to see more of the impact. I don't think we can wait too long.
Congressman, thank you very much for talking with me this morning.
As always, nice to talk with you. Bye.